Eric Hendon is 30 years old, but his boyish good looks make him appear even younger. Still, his eyes express the sadness of one who has suffered a very long time. It has been 2 years since his girlfriend, Stevie, hung herself. She was 18 years old.
Well, Stevie was so many things. She just had a really free spirit. She was very young, beautiful, so intelligent, very sensitive and caring individual. Really, everyone that met her liked her. She was beautiful. I hate to say it again, it's just that it's true.
Although Stevie had attempted suicide twice before, Mr. Hendon was shocked and devastated when she finally succeeded. Here's an excerpt from his song, Disappear, one of his first attempts to come to terms with his loss through music.
Sometimes I wish you weren't so innocent, and so sensitive to everything. Soft as hair and deep brown eyes, drowning there behind your smile. At some point you decided not to try. Think I'll never be the same.
Everybody grieves differently. There's a lot of numbness. For me, maybe 4 or 5 months, there's just a real unreality about the whole thing, kind of going through the motions. But it's almost a protector. You can't take something like this all in at once, and there's really no time limit either. And then there was a real feeling of horror processing the whole thing.
Eric says that sometimes the pain got so bad he contemplated suicide himself.
Not going through it alone is crucial, that people know, especially people suffering depression or who are having suicidal thoughts, that they're not alone. And there's nothing wrong with them for having those thoughts. There's this whole kind of shame and stigma that's added on that makes it even harder for people who are already troubled.
Mr. Hendon wrote the song Trauma Guilt about 6 months after Stevie's death.
Death is a part of life. For you it was a choice. You cheated.
Eric Hendon says that his emotions vacillated between overwhelming anger and crushing guilt during this time.
What can I do? Now it's far too late.
I was very, very angry in the beginning, feeling left in that situation. It's a very violent act, but anger is one of the toughest emotions to deal with, because how can someone be angry at someone who's died and who's taken their own life? The person who did it obviously had some notion that that was the only way that they could resolve their problems. Usually they don't want to die. They just don't know how to live.
Eric continued to work on his music, often alone and late into the night. He says that expressing himself through his songs and networking with others pulled him through.
The thing that changed, I think, was I got tired of being ashamed. I realized I wanted people to know what happened to Stevie and to me and to everyone that knew her, so that other people might not have to go through this alone and that other people get help. I had to go outside of my network of friends. Eventually, I started to talk about and sing about what I was going through, and that snowballed. I went to a survivor's retreat, and from that point on, that made a difference.
From the heavens she can see me. Can she see this new opportunity to start my life over again?
Eventually, Eric wrote and recorded I Am a Survivor, the song for which he has become best known. That is when he saw some light begin to pour through his sorrow.
I'm a survivor and I'll live again.
For me, light isn't just something which has no darkness in it. It's healing. It's acknowledging the darkness. And I think it involves a choice to live. And it's a tragic, tragic gift in a sense. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it just brings you to a different level of richness in your perception. But the song is really about my living. my life and moving forward, and the spirit inside her, it still continues to give me strength. It does. Tomorrow came and here I am.
I was meant for more than this grief. Just to express it gives me some relief. I will do more than just survive.
There's more about Eric Hendrick at his website, www.erikhendin.com. The site also provides links to groups offering suicide counseling. This is Adam Phillips reporting from New York.
I've been so afraid of these changes I've made, but I'm a survivor, I know.